I'm Celeste Conowich, and I host the Venture Maidens podcast, and you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM, and also the droids 11D4 and R3A1.
Just put it on your life day list and we'll see what we can do.
Andy Fox as the Botha negotiator, Quinth.
I mean, I don't think that this Empire thing is going to last.
Kaylee Jung as the Mandalorian, Bree.
Charity is for those with full pockets.
Mae Coker as the Zeltron enforcer, Zahn.
Vegetables? Nobody eats those.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
No, I don't think she's using the pheromones. I think that's just Zahn.
Episode 709, Appropriation. The crew land and get some much-needed elbow room as they debark their passengers and breathe the freshly recycled air of the orbital scrapyard. With time to kill, the crew spread out, but an old enemy has returned to lay claim on them once more.
Roll the destiny pool.
Two dark side.
I have two light side points.
One life side point.
One light side.
And I believe we have some Patreon assigned points, don't we?
We still have one dark side from Justin and one light side from Transfer Production.
All right.
So we're at 5 dark, 5 light. And you guys drop out of hyperspace over Ord Benir, and you guys are making your way through the orbital scrapyard to a landing platform.
Careful, it's going to be a little bumpy back there.
It's always bumpy back here.
Bree's already strapped in and completely back in her armor at this point, because the last time Tazi / Vex reminded anybody that it was going to be bumpy, it got really bumpy and she was not ready.
You land, and Ferris, Zeldrin, and the scientist, who you guys have learned that her name is Aurora, they are ready to depart. And Zeldrin looks over at Quinth. If you want your bounty, you will all have to come with me.
Okay. Everybody?
Very well.
She will want to thank each of you individually.
Okay.
Okay, I guess.
She?
It's fine. Is it possible? Can we air out the ship?
I think that's into the walls.
Just leave the ramp cracked when we leave.
A1 looks at you. Yeah, we can recycle the air.
I mean, no, I don't want to recycle the air. I think it would help to have the ramp open and, open up the vents and
like we did to get the paint fumes out.
But those were good.
With this many people on the ship, it's the ship is a little rank.
We can do that. That's okay.
Yeah, we'll flush the air.
Let's just go.
All right, Ferris leads you guys through the scrapyard, and it's very organized, very orderly rows.
While we're going, I will send a message to Rith, my contact at Spinet.
Okay, right.
Chris, what kind of things are, like, in the scrapyard? Are we talking, is it mostly, like, terrestrial ships or speeders, like, you know, vehicles? Like, what does it look like?
It's, like I said, very organized, orderly rows. There are all sorts of different ships that are here, most of which are completely scrapped out and parted out. And they have stacks of, here's hull plating, here's stacks of engines, here's stacks of the actual thrusters. It looks like whoever runs this is very detail-oriented.
Yeah, I wonder if we can find some parts for the fire spray here.
I don't think you can actually build another set of rooms onto the ship.
As you guys exit the ship, a Torgruta greets you. Hello. What brings you to my little scrapyard?
Just dropping off some passengers.
Very well. I will have my men hook up and take care of your ship for the standard docking fee that the Empire charges.
Quinth looks at Bree because she's actually not sure how much that is.
Bree just stares blankly back at you, helmet-faced.
Oh, right, helmet. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Very well. He waves his hand in kind of a circular motion and bows and just says, if I can be of any other service, please do not hesitate to find me. The office is up that hill. And he points, and you see a fairly nice, big building. Very clean, very metallic, and boxy-shaped, but very well-maintained.
All right, thanks.
You are welcome. And he steps out of your guys' way, and his men come over and start hooking up the umbilicals and do the normal maintenance and routine that they do on you guys' land.
We might want to pick up an air freshener on our way out.
A1 just... I'm good.
It's because you don't have any nose.
If he doesn't have a nose, how does he smell?
A1 rolls in between the two of you and just says, exactly. Can we go now?
I mean, he smells a little oily sometimes.
Very well.
Did you just make a joke, Bree?
Did I? I was not aware of one. What was funny?
Never mind. I was so hopeful for you.
I apologize if my inadvertent humor offended you.
No, it didn't offend me. I'm just sad you didn't recognize it was a joke. You gotta take life a little less seriously sometimes, you know?
I kind of think she did know it was a joke.
Oh, and then she... Oh, so I couldn't tell that... Okay.
Yeah, I think she... Yeah, I think that was the whole... She downplayed the joke. So she kind of pulled you in. You really fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
Wow. Well, I'm used to dealing with Zahn.
What?
Unseen, but inside Bree's helmet, the camera kind of sees her eyes, like, doing this shifty, like, okay, I'm gonna let you believe whatever you want to believe look.
All right, let's go.
Ferris leads you guys through the scrapyard. He's constantly looking around to make sure nobody's following. And eventually he gets to an area where it's mostly speeder, I guess, frames. And he says, wait here. And Zeldrin at this point is just pacing back and forth, chewing on his fingernails, looks extremely nervous.
Oh, man, that's a Solar Sub XL-22. Grandpa used to have one of those.
That sounds boring.
Nah, it's a good sturdy one.
Not much left of it. I mean, that's, you know. But yeah, that's a memory right there.
A1 rolls up to you, Tazi. Just put it on your life day list and we'll see what we can do. If you start behaving, maybe.
No, we don't. Where would I keep it? We don't have room for it. It's impractical.
We can make a little model in a bottle. You know. Speeders in a bottle.
We can do a bottle model.
Yeah. Did nobody else make speeders in a bottle when they were kids?
No.
I think my nanny made one for me.
It's great fun. It's one of those things that teaches you patience, steady hands. They do it all the time back home.
What would be the point? You could not ride in it. It would have no capability of carrying cargo.
I think it's decorative, maybe.
Well...
So an art form.
An art form, but it teaches you dexterity and, you know, the use of tools in small spaces. It's actually used in a lot of spy training for the young ones. You know, obviously there's better ways to do it once they're older.
Huh.
Never know when you're going to need to pick a lock, right?
I guess not.
And about now you hear sound coming from where Ferris jumped into the speeders and you see him pop back out and he's motioning somebody to come in the direction he's walking. And a few seconds later, peeking out from behind one of the speeders, you first see this long blonde hair. And then eventually she slides herself out from behind the speeder. And you get to see a very beautiful human female step out. And her eyes lock with Zeldrin. And he whole body just goes completely rigid for a second. And then they run towards each other and they embrace in a big hug. And you just hear Zeldrin just, I never thought I would see you again. And then from behind the speeders, you hear some more rustling. And then 5 children come running out. Daddy! And they all run up and start hugging him.
Wow.
It's unexpected.
Yikes, Zeldrin's been busy, it seems.
Well, was busy.
Busy at one time. Yeah, for sure.
Well, five times.
At least 5 times. Yeah, 5 times.
Indeed, taking care of 5 younglings at once, it could be a full-time job for any being.
After a few minutes of them reuniting, Ferris walks up to the woman and leans over, and they're whispering, and she reaches into the little satchel she has on her side, and she pulls out a couple little boxes, and they kind of push them back and forth towards each other, and then Ferris reaches into one of the boxes and rattles some things around, hands the other box back to her, and he walks over to you, Quint. As we agreed, 35% of the bounty, and he hands you the box, 3,500 credits.
And Quint will look over at Aurora. How about you? You got something on this planet?
Dr. Zeldrin has said I can go with him and his family.
Cool.
We're both now fugitives, so it's better to hide together.
Keep your head down. Try and stay off the grid. Stay off the Holonet.
Thank you.
Good luck.
We'll miss you.
And she looks over at Zahn and does an awkward handshake and then walks over to Quint. Thank you, Captain. And does an awkward handshake, kind of starts to lean in for a hug, but then backs up. She's not 100% sure how to react or how to thank you.
Yeah. Quint will go in for the handshake. You take care of yourself now.
And she walks back over to where Zeldrin and his family are. Ferris walks over to you guys. This is where I take my leave. I will head to my next bounty, wherever that will be. First, I will have to stop and see the owner of this establishment. We have some business. And he's tapping on the armor that A1 made for him.
Ah.
I will need to procure a ride off this. And he kind of looks around. Establishment.
Well, thanks for bringing us along for the ride. And, you know, you take care of yourself.
I will.
I mean, is there somewhere we could drop you off for a nominal fee? I mean, Captain, would that be... You think that would be, you know, we could make a little coin on this? Some credits?
Could play taxi.
It depends on where he's going.
That is okay. I will find my way.
Okay. It's just we got to meet some people.
Yes.
I'm
sure you're very busy. I'm sure I'm going the opposite way in a much larger ship where I don't have to sit on somebody's lap.
I mean, that's fair, too.
A larger ship? Larger ship.
All right, bye.
And he walks towards the office of the scrapyard. And that's when Dr. Zeldrin walks over. Captain?
Yeah.
I don't have the words to thank you.
I believe you just said thank you. Those are the traditional words of thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Bree.
Well done.
You're right.
Those work too.
Well done is usually used in praise for a job successfully completed. Technically.
Or meat.
Or for how you want your meat cooked. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Zong. Good work.
Well, we have a small ship that we're going to leave in with our last few credits, and we will hide. That's all we can do. I will have to find a new way of making money.
Yeah, smart guy like you, though, I'm sure you can figure it out. I mean, I don't think that this Empire thing is going to last too long.
Nah.
That we would disagree on. I think they will be here for a long time. They are willing to do whatever it takes to stay in control. I can only hope that my plans and things that we had developed there were destroyed with the building.
Oh, yeah. There ain't nothing left.
As long as they didn't send backups anywhere else.
Well, ain't nothing we can do about that now, right? So you just go, be with your family, treasure them, take care of them.
We will. I think farming sounds nice. A peaceful, quiet little backwater planet. And with that, he's walking slowly towards his family.
I understand there's money to be made and moisture evaporating on Tatooine.
He just shakes his head no as he walks away and collects up his family. And they're all very close to one another and embracing one another as much as they can.
She's pretty.
Yeah, right?
And she's, I mean, if that's your type.
I mean,
they're all my type.
Good point.
A1 actually rolls up to you, Quint. Really? You're going to take the payment?
What? Why not?
He looks back at them. He said that's all they have left.
We need it too, A1.
Fine. I don't like this. He just starts rolling away. And as he rolls away, I like it better when we could be the good guys and just not worry about money.
Yeah, that would be nice for everybody, A1. We ain't there, though. So all we can do is, you know, sometimes you just got to work for the money and take it when you get it.
He doesn't really say much. Well, he doesn't say anything as he rolls away.
But we need another ship.
Don't worry about it. He'll get over it. This is unfortunately, this is the position we're in right now. We can't be as charitable as we may have been in the past. At least not right now.
Charity is for those with full pockets and full bellies.
I miss that.
Yeah, all we got is a full ship.
Slightly less full now, but it is still rather cramped.
All right, well, we probably should be getting back. Do we need any supplies while we're here?
D4 steps up behind you.
We could replenish some of the medical supplies, as well as some food, paint remover, candy.
Candy.
Well, I believe that 3,500 credits takes us up to a grand total of 3,500 credits.
I mean,
show off with your math skills.
We got a little bit more than that, but yeah, I'm not sure where Rith is gonna want to meet us.
I would also recommend we lay in some more edible supplies. We are down to eating protein bars.
They're gross.
Okay, do we want to split up? Everybody take some. Everybody takes a part of the list, or we split up into teams.
Can't we just order it and have him bring it to us?
Yeah, I think we can just have him drop it off the ship. I mean, they're going to charge us a fee for it anyway. And I mean, to be...
Well, yeah, but then you don't get to choose how, like, ripe your vegetables are.
Vegetables? Nobody eats those.
If we're getting the standard refueling and restocking service, then they're going to restock most of our basics.
That's true.
So anything else we want to get, we can have dropped off at the ship, unless you really want to go, you know, shopping.
Nah, I guess the medical supplies and whatnot doesn't matter as long as we get the stuff. I always like to see what the local places have in terms of food.
So you guys are walking back towards the ship, and I'm going to flip one of these dark side points over, because I'm going to pull something out from the past. Two things out from the past. As you guys are walking, a fire spray that looks very familiar to you buzzes low over where you guys are, and you can see an HK droid is piloting the social detox off the planet.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Isn't that your ship, Quinth?
Quinth runs after them.
When did you get another droid? I only knew about the two.
We didn't, we don't owe anyone. Did you owe money on the ship? Is it?
That's my ship! What you doing with my ship?
Is it being repoed right now?
I mean,
It's pretty much out of sight at this point.
It's on waves.
As you run up to the landing platform, all of your supplies and everything that was on the ship is sitting neatly stacked on the landing platform.
I mean, at least it's neat. Look.
What? We couldn't have got evicted. I own that ship.
If it was eviction, they would have just threw it out. Whoever it was stacked it.
Bree looks around for the being who, like, took their money and is in charge of this place.
Torgruta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that person within sight?
He is. And when you start looking for him, he spots you. Oh, you have returned.
Yeah.
I have something for you.
Okay. Is it an explanation?
I believe it is. And he hands you a hollow emitter. And then he backs away gracefully.
Bree reaches out and is going to grab him by, like, the scruff of his shirt and prevent him from leaving. Not really hurting him, but just like wait.
He puts his hands up. Well, no need. No need. I had nothing to do with this.
You just let someone off planet with our ship.
Yeah.
This better be a very good explanation. Otherwise, my employer here may ask me to perforate several of your leku.
But they're pretty.
I'll turn on the holo emitter.
As soon as you turn it on, there's a holo image of Mauve. And you hear the recording.
Oh, sweetie. You owe me so much from the past. We'll just call this your payment.
Well, that was rude.
Bree lets go of the guy.
Quinth is standing, just staring open mouth at the holo player as it plays the same message again.
Quinth, perhaps you should have been more physically affectionate when we were there. I believe she is feeling somewhat ignored.
Bree, no offense. I ain't taking relationship advice from you.
I don't see why not.
Well, I agree with Bree.
I'm not the one who just had his ship stolen.
Maybe she's just borrowing it.
That looked more like a repossession, so to speak.
Yeah.
That was definitely a repossession. I've been through a repossession. That's definitely a repossession.
No, that ship was mine, fair and square.
Well, that's going to be awkward for your relationship.
We're not in a relationship.
Maybe you should be.
Perhaps she's attempting to get your attention with this repossession and is trying to get you back.
That's an awful way to get attention, though. Flowers would do. Or candy.
Looks like we've got some time to kill. Is there, let me know where the local drinking establishment is.
Can we get a ship for 3,500 credits? How much do ships cost?
Oh, honey.
About 100 times that amount.
Yeah.
That's more.
I saw there was some deal on the Holonet where you can get a ship for like 12 payments of 3,000 credits.
Well, we got part of that right there, right? That through 3,000?
Those places have a very large interest rate. You don't want to do that.
I mean, they're not that interesting, but I don't see what that has to do with it. We need a ship.
Can I calm Mauve?
You pretty much have short comms here, so you'd have to find one.
Maybe we can find a comm station near where I'm gonna have a drink. And anyone else who wants to have a drink with me.
A drink? Yeah.
Let's see if we can find a pay comm.
As you guys look around, the Torgruta is still standing there. He looks over at Quinth. Perhaps I could be of service?
Do you know where there's a drinking establishment with a handy comm booth?
Just hold on. Is it normally your policy to just let other people fly away with the ships that are in your yard?
Ooh, if so, do you have a ship that we can just fly away with?
Yes, to both. And technically, the droid had the proper paperwork showing that you are not the real owner.
Anybody can make that up.
Okay, well, she must have forged that. I have the real paperwork. It's in the glove box.
On the ship that flew away, right?
The ship, yeah.
That's going to be problematic.
How was I to know that?
Why didn't you, I don't know, calm us?
You never gave me your calm.
Oops.
I just... She's going to take a few steps away and, you know, try to take some deep breaths.
Hey, Captain, it's, again, it's not this person's fault, right? They're just doing their job. The droid had the paperwork. There's somebody else you take this up with, right? Mauve. Mauve is the reason that we don't have a ship.
Yep.
So,
yep,
that's who we take it up with.
Yep. Okay. Buddy, you got a storage locker?
Sir, what's your name?
As you both turn back around, D4 has actually walked up to him.
How much for a ship?
Well, how much intact do you want it? As you can see, I have several things that you can piece back together.
Oh.
That's when D4 turns around and looks at the rest of the crew.
How much could we scrape together?
Okay. D4, that's not how a negotiation starts out, because if you tell them how much money you have, that's how much it's going to cost you.
Oh.
But we don't have nothing.
Very well. I will try a different tactic.
He turns around with his upper right hand, grabs the guy by one of his head montrails, pulls him forward, pulls out his vibro sword from his lower hand.
Sir?
D4, no.
Nope. This is not how we do this.
I mean, that's how we used to do it some places.
D4, let him go. Okay, Zahn?
What?
Confused. I tried nicely.
D4, just step back, okay?
He steps back.
Very well.
No. You gotta put him down, too. You gotta put him down. Put the sword away.
He does, and just steps back.
I would like to make a charm check.
Okay.
On the Torgruta to implore him to help us, you know, poor victims of a horrible situation out.
Okay. Go 2 red and a purple against his discipline.
Oh, wow. That's a single success is what it shakes out to. Sorry about the droid. Quinth will kind of, like, come in between D4 and the Torgruta and, like, with her leg try and, like, nudge D4 away.
He's straightening out his suit.
Yeah. Obviously, we're in a bad place here, and that droid's a medical droid. He doesn't really know about anything about negotiation, but obviously, we would be in your debt if you would help us out. You know, we're willing, we can do some repairs on our own, but, like, and, you know, our mechanic, A1, will be the one to tell us what we can and can't handle.
Very well. I'm more than happy to help. Again, how intact do you want the ship to be? The more work you have to do, the less the cost.
That sounds awful.
I'd say pretty intact. Like, what do you, Quinth will look at A1. What do you think? Like, 70%?
I mean, we at least need an engine, life support, and a hull that holds together.
I'd also say we need a hyperdrive. We also need.
True. And there's plenty of them around here. We just have to put one in the ship, which just means I need people to help carry heavy things while I put things together.
Okay, we got that.
Oh, fine.
So, we do want something that can fly, but it's okay if it's, you know, if it can just do the basics for us right now.
Oh, very well. Do you want something the same size as your previous ship?
No. Little bit bigger would be great.
How much bigger are we talking? Light freighter, medium freighter.
4 bedrooms.
Maybe with a, you know, a brig for some bounties.
I understand. I would recommend a medium freighter then. I have a few this way. He's motioning towards a pile of ships. As he starts to lead you away, D4 leans over to you, Quint.
Do we know how much we have?
All in, we got a little over 5K, okay? But remember, we're also capable of doing work, so we might be able to negotiate with this guy.
Might I offer a alternative solution?
We're not going to kill him, D4.
That was my line.
That is not where my train of thought was going.
Oh, okay.
So that may be where Bree's train of thought is going. You might want to watch her on that one. I was thinking I could access my bank account and put in a few extra credits.
You have a bank account, D4?
Yes. My former master insisted I have one.
To teach you how to responsibly spend money?
No. When my services were no longer needed, he felt it was only fair that I be compensated.
Okay. How much money are we talking, D4?
I have not looked into it in several years.
Okay.
I would have to go access it to see what the compounding interest has earned me.
Okay, well, let's take a look at this let's take a look at the ships, because I do want your opinion on them, and then we can go for a drink and a bank account check and yelling at your ex on a paycom.
But I do not have an ex to yell at.
No, that's going to be me. I'm going to be yelling at my ex. You're going to be doing the bank account checking, and the rest will be doing the drinking. Yeah?
That's me.
I see.
Thank you so much, D4. I had no idea. And I apologize for just assuming that you didn't have a bank account.
It's the first time hearing of it.
Yeah, A1, you got a bank account?
No, unless you count my chassis, where I usually store the credits I have. Or the back of the ship, which is now flying away.
You left credits in the ship?
Well, what else am I going to do with them? I don't have pockets.
We should get you pockets.
There's always credits in the ship.
Well, yeah. We haven't gone any place where I can spend them or increase them.
Yeah, so...
maybe that's where we should go next. Let's go to a casino.
I know of some.
Let's see. Wait, you have some credits?
No, I know where casinos are.
Oh.
I think my dad owns one.
Yeah. Don't your parents owe me 20,000, Zahn? I feel like your parents owe me 20,000.
They transferred the credits already. They were probably on the ship.
I'm a little frazzled right now, so...
we should go get drunk and then call Mav.
Yeah, I like what... yeah, what Zahn said. Let's go.
We'll group call Mav.
Hold on. Let's look at some of these ships. So,
did we ever get that guy's name? What's his name?
I asked, but nobody. He didn't answer. He was in the middle of something. So,
Zahn goes running after him in that direction.
Oh, he's only a few meters in front of you guys. He's waiting.
She stops very slowly or quickly.
He as soon as you get up there, he's like, so, what type of ship are you looking for besides a medium freighter? What amenities would you like?
All of them.
And he deftly takes your arm and loops it inside his arm.
She locks arms with him and leans in a little bit, sniffs him.
Why are you sniffing him?
Let's go ship shopping. And she gives him a wink.
Oh, after you.
She giggles and starts off.
Vex will kind of walk up next to Quint. You see, that's how you do it.
I was being perfectly charming.
Okay.
Osley, look, Zahn can do whatever she wants. I forget she has those pheromones sometimes.
No, I don't think she's using the pheromones. I think that's just Zahn.
Let's see what we can get. Would it be easier if we sent off D4 to check his bank account now?
Does he need to go somewhere to check it?
Oh, I don't know. What's your bank, D4? First Imperial Bank?
Well, it used to be First Republic, but...
yeah.
I believe it would still be with the Intergalactic Banking Clan.
Oh, that's a good place to have a bank account.
Yes. Hugo Damask was the head of that before his untimely demise.
Who's Hugo Damask?
My previous master.
Okay.
It's a really long story. Let's just... yeah.
Can you check it from here, D4?
I just need HoloNet access.
How about you? You come with me to find the establishment where I can maybe have a drink, and then you can check your balance, and then we can come back, and by that time they'll have figured out what ship they want.
A1 interjects, "How about D4 and I go figure out the banking stuff? You, as the greatest pilot in the galaxy, go find a ship that will fit you in it that you can fly."
All right. That's fine. You too, maybe. Captain, is that okay with you? Can these guys go handle the money?
Are you going to gamble all the money away, A1?
What money? You have it all.
Yeah.
Mine flew away.
Yeah, but if D4 ends up having any money.
He's not going to gamble the money away. He knows we need it for a ship.
Okay. All right, yeah, just...
Right, A1?
Correct. And A1 starts to roll away, then stops and turns back around. Question. Since we don't have a ship right now, shouldn't we figure out who the new captain of the new ship is going to be?
Let's figure that out when we have a ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, if we pick a captain right now, they're captain of nothing. So let's get the thing that we need a captain for before we pick the captain.
They'd still be the captain of the crew.
Well, if that's the case, we have a captain. It's Quint. Quint is our captain right now.
Okay.
Quint is the one paying me right now.
Yeah, so I'm not going to buy a ship, though, that Tazi doesn't approve of.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
And at that, Tazi kind of looks over at Quint and, like, there is a look of surprise on Tazi's face.
Quint does a bro nod.
Sure. I'll do my best to help out.
Bree is standing there, and her hand is slowly raised into the air.
Yeah. Yes, Bree?
Query. The money you are going to pay me, is that currently on the ship jumping into hyperspace right now, or...
Yes, Bree. We have money for you. That's not in any of this math that we're doing here. That's safe.
Very well.
And I wouldn't do that to you, Bree. We worked together before. I know you're worth your weight in credits.
All right. While that's going on, we'll jump back over to Zahn. He is leading you through the scrapyard. By the way, my name is Ivor. I did not catch your name.
Ivor, that's wonderful. I'm Zahn.
Hi, Zahn.
Hi, Ivor.
So tell me, you are obviously not the captain of this crew?
Oh, I mean, sometimes I get confused as the captain, but I'm not. You know how it is.
I do. You must work out. You feel very strong. Your strength must match your beauty.
Oh, you flirt her. And she, like, does a little gun thing so you can see her muscles.
Oof, impressive. Kind of tips his head back and laughs. I think that's about the time when Quint and Bree catch up to you. And he looks back. So, up this way, I would think that, the... HWK 290 is probably too small for your needs. I do have a nice HT 2200 that might work well for you.
But what color is it?
It is currently a dark brown.
Oh.
Zahn, we can always paint it. It's okay.
Okay.
You gotta be able to look past the paint color.
I guess, even though it's brown.
You look good against brown.
I look good against anything. Especially a vor here.
Well, did I miss something?
And he points to a very rectangular shaped ship. It's got two long rectangles on either side of a main cockpit that kind of sits in the middle. It does need a little work. Currently, the engine and the hyperdrive are non-functional. The hull is completely intact, though.
Good.
The gentleman that dropped it off had recovered it after it had been through a disagreement between a few Trandoshans. So the cockpit may need a little cleaning.
Oh.
A messy disagreement.
I've bought used ships before. I've had to do that.
D4's got a sterilization protocol. We can just use that.
Very well. Yeah, I feel that if you would like that ship with the parts that you need for my establishment, I could, you know, perhaps let it go for, let's say, $35,000.
Oh, couldn't you do a little better?
Let's not jump the gun here. Let me take a look inside.
Don't tell me there's carpet. I'm tired of shag.
Very well. Let's do the tour. He opens up the landing ramp. You walk up into the ship. You guys walk through this. It's a very kind of boxy, rectangular-shaped ship. It has four what would normally be crew quarters, and it has four extra rooms for passengers.
There's definitely, like, a metallic an organic and metallic smell in certain sections of the ship. Mm-hmm. The cockpit certainly as well, likely from the issues that were being had on board.
Absolutely. The cockpit, the main control panel has been smashed.
Oh, wow.
It looks as though something large hit it over and over. And you see some dark coloration stained into it as well.
I think that's there's a tooth in there.
Oh, several. I must have missed them. And he's picking up what would normally be the pilot seat. You may want to tighten this up a little bit. It's a little loose. As he's literally picking it up off the floor and standing it back up, and it just wobbles back and forth. It's not really attached to the ground anymore.
I mean, I guess I've flown worse.
You have?
Haven't we all?
Ooh, man. This is...
The Fang wasn't my first ship.
Aww.
And he's giving you the tour, and most of the crew quarters, the beds are pretty beat up and basic. A lot of the area on the ship has definite signs of a battle that happened within the ship. So there's lots of carbon scoring, gouges in the walls and the floors. It's a little musty in here. A few of the windows that look out are cracked, but nothing you aren't confident that you guys could fix up.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, the windows just need some plasteel patches. I mean, it's not, you know, it's doable.
It's going to be a lot of work to put together, and I don't think 35,000, you know, I don't think that that's a very fair price. I mean, I think like 10,000. Should I roll and negotiate?
I'll leave this to you, Captain.
And Tazi shakes his head a bit and walks away.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll a negotiation against his discipline again.
And that was two reds and one purple?
Correct.
Friends, what is the worst thing I could roll right now?
Despair and a failure?
Two despairs.
Or maybe the most complicated. I rolled two successes, two advantages, and one despair.
Okay.
So we still succeeded.
Yeah. You say 10,000. He stops. Looks right at Zahn. Oh, honey. She is very charming.
No.
10,000 is what I paid for the ship. Perhaps as friends, we could do a little better.
As friends?
Yes, we're friends now, aren't we?
We're great friends. We're all great friends.
Then,
and she squeezes his arm a little bit.
He squeezes back. Then let us celebrate. As friends, I will do 22,000. Final offer. I don't even know what I'm thinking right now. I must be crazy.
Oh.
I've never discounted something that much.
You're so wonderful. You must do a wonderful amount of business.
Just for the amount of repairs we're going to be needing, I'm sure we're going to be paying you plenty for other parts. So let's say 20 for the ship and then two more towards all the parts we're going to need. You know we're going to need at least that.
And a date. We can go have a drink.
I can't negotiate for a date. She wants to throw in a date. She's going to throw in a date.
He looks at Quint. Deal. 22,000 for the ship and the parts. And then he looks over at Yuzan. Puts his finger and kind of touches your nose. Boop. I accept.
Quinth will stick out her hand to shake.
He shakes your hand and then grabbing Zahn's arm leads her out to the door. He starts skipping a little bit.
Ooh.
Shall we go up to my office and finish the paperwork?
I'm not good at paperwork.
Oh, silly. You aren't doing the paperwork. You're doing the date.
Oh.
Your friend over here is doing the paperwork.
Yes, 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 yes. I can do that.
Quinth looks at Tazi. You go for a drink, find the droids. Bree, you can come with me or go with Tazi, either way. And I'm just gonna follow them and make sure D4 picks up something for a headache before he gets back, okay?
I will go with Vex. This seems like a less dangerous situation that you are in.
I mean, that's fair.
Well, I mean, does Zahn need an escort?
I can't do the paperwork.
She don't know how to do the paperwork.
I thought they were going on the date and that we were doing the paperwork.
We're all going together.
Yes, let's go. Friends. He's leading Zahn towards the office, waiting for Quint to come finish the paperwork.
Before we go wandering, Bree, I think we can make this a little easier on ourselves, right? Tazi pulls out his comm. A1?
Yes?
How goes the hunt for D4's unlimited credits?
We're just now getting into the account. Do we figure out how much we need?
It looks like Looks like they signed off on 22,000.
All right. 1 second. All right. D4 says you can get 22,000 transferred over here and an extra 3,000 for miscellaneous stuff.
That's probably fine.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Go ahead and we can get you back here as soon as possible. We've got a ship. We got to pick up some parts.
How many parts do we need?
Well, we've got the ship's in decent shape. The hull's solid, but we need to put in a hyperdrive, engine, a couple other things.
What other things?
There's a list. I mean, you'd have to come back. You'll have to come back here.
All right.
I don't have it all in front of me. They're signing the paperwork in the office right now.
All right. What is in front of you?
A sometimes friendly, sometimes surly Mandalorian.
Okay.
That would be me, A1.
I understood.
Just hurry back when you can. If we want to get off this station anytime soon, we're going to need to get this ship operational.
All right, very well. Anything else?
I think that's it. Bree, do you need anything?
No. I'm going along to keep you company and make sure that nothing happens to you. If there happens to be alcohol, I may partake.
There most certainly will happen to be. Anyway, A1, yeah, we're fine. Just finish up when you can and get back. Head right to the office. I'm pretty sure Quint will be there.
A1 and D4 are heading towards the office to meet Quint to sign paperwork. I'm assuming Zahn is still going with Ivor.
Yeah.
We cut over and we see Tazi and Bree walking into what goes for a bar here. It's a pretty small, kind of dark, dingy, dirty little dive. Do you guys walk up to the bar? Do you guys get a table?
Tazi, Vex would walk up to the bar, kind of casually step up to the bar and like turn over his shoulder to like see if Bree's following.
Yeah, she'll go up to the bar with Tazi and they'll get a couple of drinks.
Okay. The bartender is just a tall human. He looks at you. What can I get you?
Whatever's cheapest.
Very well.
Bree, what do you want?
Do you have a Bentha Blood Fizz?
He shakes his head no. A what?
How about a Batu brew?
Shakes his head no. You're gonna order something normal?
Do you have a hot punch?
Ah, that I can make.
Very well.
Steps over behind the bar. Make a perception check. I think Bree would be the one that might catch this. I'm assuming Tazi's looking around, or are you paying attention to the bartender?
Oh, Tazi's not paying attention to the bartender at all. Just kind of looking around.
Okay, what would the difficulty be?
Just 2 purple.
I have 4 advantages, and that's it. Bree was in the middle of pulling off her helmet because she's going to need it off to drink, and kind of like finger combing her hair back and probably missed whatever it was.
Okay. You look up, and the bartender, he's on the opposite side of the bar with his back to you. You catch him just as he sets a data pad down and then turns around, and he walks to the other end of the bar. You look down as there's 2 glasses of a clear liquid placed in front of you.
Bree, like, holds up a finger and, like, wiggles it in the air, trying to get his attention, even though his back's to her.
Tazi will see that. So, hey, barkeep.
After a few attempts to ignore you, he walks down. Yes.
That is not a hot punch. It is the wrong color.
Correct. That is all that you are authorized to be served on our station.
Can you explain that again?
Authorized?
He holds up a data pad. There's a message that came across that says that, and he shows you your picture, Bree, your picture, Tazi. Then he scrolls. There's a picture of Quint, picture of Zahn. You are all not authorized to have alcoholic beverages due to past behavior.
Is there an originating complaint?
Just says by orders of Ivar.
Wait, what?
I am going to slap his head tails off.
Wait, what did we do?
We let our ship get stolen. Apparently, that was enough.
Somebody repossesses the ship, and that means we can't have a drink.
As far as I know, let's ask the captain. Bree activates her comm.
Yeah.
Are you with the Togruta from earlier?
Yeah.
Could you please ask him why the entire crew has been banned from drinking anything other than water on this station?
Quint will look to him.
He puts his hand on his chest. I did no such thing. I don't know what she is talking about.
His name is Ivor, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is by your order that we are not authorized to drink anything other than water.
He looks over at Zahn.
I do apologize. apologize. I will need this arm for a moment.
Oh, fine.
He reaches down on his desk and picks up a data pad, types a few things down.
That is interesting. It is definitely my code, but I was with you when this order was sent out. I could not have issued it.
It's true, I did have your arm.
Zahn hops up on the desk and sits.
Well, that sounds like a mystery. Who in the galaxy do we know who might be able to hack into things and make orders happen?
This sounds like a interpersonal communication discussion that I have no interest in. Ivor, could you please release this preventative measure so we may begin our drinking?
Perhaps that is something that the captain and I shall discuss.
Okay.
Captain, I would point out that if you do not allow Vex and I to have the drinks we have requested and we're looking forward to on the long walk here, I may have to unleash some violence on someone in your nearby area that is not your Zahn.
Please don't mean me.
Bree, there's no need to get violent. I'm sure this is just
a shakedown, yes.
This is just a misunderstanding. Give me a couple of minutes, okay?
Very well. And I think we stay with Quinth at that point.
Do you have anything in your drawers?
Ivor just looks. I don't know who would want you to not be drinking, but it for sure would not be me.
Yeah,
I make money off that establishment.
I think this might have just been, a computer accident. So let's, can we just please get this cleared up? Because Bree can wreck some criff up, if you know what I mean, and I don't want her to.
She's very thirsty. She needs to stay hydrated, right? That's what
then
they say.
Alcohol would not be the answer.
Well, it's liquid.
It dehydrates you.
Zahn is a different species, obviously. I don't see what the big deal is here, Igor. Let's,
Ivor, not Igor.
Sorry. I would really appreciate it. I'm sure Zahn would really appreciate it. We're in a tough situation here. A drink would help out. And, you know, I take full responsibility for anything bad that happens.
I am just impressed. Whoever got into my system is very good. Very good. How about we meet in the middle? How about I authorize a few drinks to just tide them over?
Okay, that'll work. Quinth is sending an angry text to A1.
What does that text say?
I know what you did. It's not funny. Release our ability to drink.
You get a message back that just simply says, that never leads anywhere good for us lately. And if we're going to fix the ship, we need to be able to see clearly and hold things clearly.
Yeah, just a few drinks each would help. And I'm sure that we can work out more.
You just get a one word, fine response back. Ivor has moved back over to Zahn. Do you know who could have gotten into my system?
I don't know.
I would like to meet them.
I mean, you're a great person. I think you have really good things going on here. I don't know how anybody would hack something. I don't know how anybody would slice something.
Oh, my dear, it's just simple numbers. Once you understand the numbers that make the code, you just have to just change the numbers.
I'm much better at punching things.
Well, perhaps that's not how our evening will end.
Hopefully not.
Sets the data pad down and picks up a different data pad. I have the contract right here. Holds it out towards Quinth.
Quinth will give it a once-over just to make sure that everything looks right, and we'll sign it.
It's your standard as-is, no warranty.
Mm-hmm.
You bought it. It's yours. Good luck, contract. And, by the way, I used your despair to have A1 hack the list because I thought that was a funny use.
That's fair. I like that. It's a despair. That is totally what he would have totally done that, too.
More annoying than anything. So after a few minutes, A1 and D4 come into the office. D4 looks at Quint.
I just need the account number to transfer the credits to.
Maybe the Togruto would like to give the bank account. Maybe that would make more sense, just a single transfer.
He leans forward, holds up the data pad, and between the two of them, between D4 and Ivor, they type in the data pad, and then you hear a little ding. Ivor says, excellent. The transaction has been concluded. Now, the two of you, shoo. And he's got his hand, like his fingers are pointing down, and he's waving his hand dismissively towards Quinth and D4.
Quinth is going to stand up, but instead of leaving, she's going to put her hands on the desk and lean in towards him. Now that our official business is done, let me just tell you something. Dating is fine, but if anything goes down, believe me, you're gonna wish you had never been born, okay?
He looks over at Zant. It's kind of cute how protective of you she is.
Isn't she wonderful? She's wonderful.
Okay, Zant, calm us if you need us.
I mean, we're coming with you. We're all gonna get drunk, and then we're going to call your ex.
I'm not getting drunk before I call my ex. That's how bad things happen.
No, that was the plan. Yeah. Is that not the plan?
I mean, if we all want to go to the bar, that's fine.
Yeah, and then Ivor, you'll be with us, and so you can tell them to let us have some drinks. You want them to know that we can have some drinks, right?
He kind of wriggles his nose. Oh, I would not drink there. I have much better stuff here.
Oh, in your office here?
Yes.
Quinth, call Tazi and everybody and bring him here.
I think,
That's...
So she calls Bree.
Yes, son?
Come to the office. We're having a party here. It's gonna be a rager.
Very well. We will be there momentarily.
Awesome. Ivor, you're the best boyfriend.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
She hugs his arm.
No, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
The best boyfriend? Girlfriend? Something friend? Whatever friend. You're the best.
Date friend.
He gets silent.
I mean, you're wonderful.
This is awkward. Do you want to throw a party here, dude?
I was not planning on one. The last time there was a party thrown here, it got a little out of hand.
Do you get crazy?
Well, that was not me.
Oh, okay.
It's not wise to have a Wookiee and a Trandoshan at the same party. It does not go well.
Nor a Trandoshan and a Zeldron.
Do you have history with them?
Well, I can take him down in one punch.
Fair enough. I think perhaps we should wrap this up for the evening.
Oh.
Tomorrow we can discuss more.
Okay.
He's now shooing you out the door.
Okay. I'll call you tomorrow.
Very well. Good luck. Closes the door when you're all outside. D4 leans down to Quinth.
I am confused. Why did his tone change from one of excitement to throwing us out?
Well, D4, sometimes people really like it when girls can beat them up, and sometimes they really don't. I think he figured out he was somebody who don't.
Biological decisions are very confusing. There is no logical pattern to them. I will have to continue my studies.
Yeah, I get that.
It also helps to get you out of places if you use, significant other terms.
Oh, Zahn?
I can do smart things sometimes.
Did you just... you! And Quinth will fist bump Zahn.
What other word would that be?
She called him a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Girlfriend, date friend.
I didn't know what they preferred.
It's fair.
What is the difference? You go on a date? Is that not a relationship?
Not really, right? I mean, you're better at that, Quint.
All right, D4, let's, I've never given the talk to a droid, but I mean...
Oh, that's going to be awkward. We're going to record that.
I can do it.
Put it up on HoloU.
I don't think it's going to be the talk you're thinking of.
Oh.
He's a medical droid. He knows that. The interpersonal drama talk.
Air quotes, the talk.
I look forward to that conversation, but I see that Bree and Vex are approaching. Perhaps now is not the time.
Oh, I'm going to have to let them down.
Unless they need to hear this talk as well.
Maybe?
Bree's not ready for it, and I bet Vex has already, if not heard it before, then he has learned it from experience.
At that, A1 looks over at everybody. All right, are we ready to go look at the ship and figure out what we need to do to fix it?
Yeah.
I was informed there was to be a rager.
Yeah, then Zahn said something he didn't like and kicked us out.
So we didn't get anything at the bar, and now we don't have anything here.
But
go back to the bar.
No, there's work to do. A1's right. We gotta...
Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta get this going.
No, hey, A1.
Yeah?
Technically, Tazi doesn't have any more alcohol. So technically, I win.
He stops, turns and looks at you, tips his dome forward. The apprentice has now become the master.
Oh, hi, best friend. Did you know I can eat 26 cookies and... What? Oh, You want to know about Redemption? Well, Redemption is played using the Star Wars RP system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. I know, it's super rad. So anyway, those cookies. What? Oh, of course we have a Twitter. You can find me and the rest of the crew over at Redemption Pod. And you know what else? That extremely thoughtful A1? They set up a HoloNet page for us too. You can find that at redemptionpodcast.com. And, if you feel like helping out the crew with a few credits, head over to patreon.com/redemption. Patrons get outtakes, behind-the-scene pregame chat, they can even alter the balance by bestowing force dice, and also, you can hang out with the crew. How cool is that? We can all be super best friends! Anyway, I better go find A1. I bet they have the code to get into that cookie safe that Corel has, and I don't want her to know that I get in there, but our cookies are gonna be gone. See you next time, best friend. Thanks for coming by.